I'm Andy Jackson, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. We need to give everyone the outlook of the artist, who begins with the art of seeing, and then in time, we shall follow them into the seeing of art, even the creating of it. In the same way, the scholar and the student may be initiated into the essential outlook of the astronomer and the geographer, of the mathematician and the mechanic, the physicist and the chemist, the geologist and the mineralogist, the botanist and the zoologist, and thence more generally of the biologist. Next too, the anthropologist and the economist. These bold words, shrewdly linking the practice of the artist to the world of the scientist, are extracted from the final lecture that Patrick Geddes gave in Dundee in 1918, after 30 years of teaching and working in the city. He went on to say, "This general and educational point of view must be brought to bear on every specialism. The teacher's outlook should include all viewpoints. Hence, we must cease to think merely in terms of separated departments and faculties, and must relate these in the living mind, in the social mind as well. Indeed, this above all." Geddes called this philosophy the synoptic view. Today we would call it multidisciplinarity. For Geddes, the problem posed by this synoptic view was how to organize it, how to order all these layers of specialist knowledge in a coherent way, so that they could help solve the problems of urban living. Cities are notorious as places where the problems inherent in daily living intertwine. Social problems, monetary problems, housing and infrastructural problems. The synoptic view was central to what he called his Outlook Tower, a building project which sought to categorise the specialist knowledge of Edinburgh and its people, and organise it on its different levels, culminating in a rooftop camera obscura providing an elevated view across Edinburgh. It's a testament to Geddes' vision that the camera obscura remains a major tourist attraction on Edinburgh's Royal Mile to this day. Born in Perth in 1854, he worked in a bank for a year before settling down to his main aim, the study of life. He worked under T.H. Huxley, then became a demonstrator at University College in London, where he got to know Charles Darwin, and was greatly influenced by his evolutionary arguments and how they applied to society. He worked in Dundee from 1889 to 1914, but usually during the summer terms only, leaving the rest of the year free to travel and explore. His approach to teaching is recalled as erratic. His lectures were nominally about botany, but in reality covered anything under the sun, which could be stimulating for students, or intensely annoying if their focus was more on the sitting of exams. While at Dundee, he emphasised the development in understanding of sexual reproduction as a major step in organic evolution, and with the naturalist John Arthur Thomson, produced their book, The Evolution of Sex, in 1889. Geddes was a polymath, and it's for his work as a town planner that he is best known, and he's remembered as a pioneering thinker on the design and purpose of cities. His book, Cities in Evolution, published in 1915, was a seminal text which promoted his idea of the cities exhibitions, which he organised from 1910 onwards. Borrowing Darwin's formula for evolution, Geddes argued that cities evolved because they were part of the mechanism by which the species, humankind, adapted to its environment. He also proposed local cities exhibitions as permanent institutions in each city centre, which, he argued, were a necessary condition for democracy and participation. His view was that if you didn't know about the place you lived and its social, economic and political connections to the rest of the country and to the world, how could you be a responsible voter? This is particularly a pertinent view for today's public servants and legislators, where the need for an informed and engaged electorate has never been more acute. Geddes was the instigator of several grassroots neighbourhood projects in Edinburgh, opening up green spaces in the city, for which he earned a reputation as a community activist. He was the author of several neighbourhood planning proposals in Mumbai. He was professor of sociology at the then University of Bombay from 1919 to 1924. In Mumbai, he developed his concept of conservative surgery, in which the minimum possible urban clearance is done to make way for new building. Conservative surgery is often cited as the alternative to massive urban clearance projects. He was also the author of several city plans, most notably the master plan for Tel Aviv in 1925, significant portions of which were laid out and built in an early modern style, reflecting the architectural aesthetics of the interwar period. The University of Dundee celebrates its links with Geddes through the Institute for Urban Research that bears his name, a platform for research and scholarship in architecture and planning. Founded by town and regional planning in the 1990s, the Geddes Institute, with participation from staff in architecture, planning and geography, functions as host and showcase for research and scholarship projects and activities in architecture and planning at Dundee. Modern environmental movements across the world regularly paraphrase Geddes' ideas on addressing the conservation of the planet when they use the phrase, "think global, act local," an idea rooted in his work. Geddes spent his life seeking connections between art and science, urban and rural, people and place. And in the persistence of this particular phrase based on his ideas, he also connects the past with the future, our common future. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox, and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.